Ladies and gentlemen, TCS Network is proud to bring you the Charity Strike. Now here are your favorite assholes, Trigger Mike and Rebound.
Yay! Look at my microphone. Oh, goddamn, this sucks. My microphone is... There it is. Welcome in. Welcome in, microphone.
Yay.
Oh, God, this is a Charity Strike. And as you can see, the budget around here is just huge. It's not your headphones. It's the microphone.
Go to Amazon,
oh,
people.
Man,
go to
I
Amazon.
I was losing my hearing in my left ear.
Let me see if this.
I was like, hello. Oh, shit.
That works. That was really bad.
You
know,
I'm you did the
it's
mute
okay.
thing
I can hear
of
you.
The,
I can hear you out of
come
one
on,
ear.
Come on, man.
Oh, God. Should we restart it?
Nah.
Let's go with it.
All right.
You guys can hear all our fuck-ups. Because that's one big show of ours. Fuck-up. Anyways, welcome in. This is Charity Strike. The one fucking things up over here is Greg the Rebound Jones. That's what happens when your host runs the board. And he's a little drunk. That's what happens.
Not drunk enough, though.
Yeah, sitting over here perching her beard on her large tits is, of course, the Ayatollah of Areola.
Makes it hands-free.
Miss hands-free herself, Eva.
Being clever tonight.
Chilling off
oh,
the cleavage.
Shit. Pictures.
Oh, look at that. That is... That was classy.
We'll take a picture of that for the show.
And the one getting
she
his phone out.
She is going hands free tonight.
This will be up on the Charity Strick on the old twat box. Yeah, put your mouth on that. There you go. Yeah,
that was
classy. At the Charity Strick on Twitter is where you'll find that picture. Anyways, and then sitting next to her, not yet putting his beer on his tits, but will soon, is Trigger Mike.
Not quite big enough yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Almost. If you kind of squish them in, it'll happen.
Yeah, just kind of push the cleave together. Yeah.
But they're wider. They're wider than they are protruding.
That's so true. Your cleavage isn't that big, but your tits are.
I've got a massive chest.
Well, you know, they make bras for that.
Thank you.
I'll bring you
I know
an extra.
I've got a few.
A man's ear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
do have. Actually, I have an extra in the car. I can get it on the brake. push your,
That'd be great.
Yeah. Take a picture of Mike in a bra.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yay. I get them from time to time.
Hey, lady.
You try it.
So right. That beer again.
Let's run down a little business for you. You guys can check us out at thecharitystrike.com. While you're there, click on the Amazon banner if you'd like to do a little Amazon shopping. It will not cost you anything extra. What it does do is kick down a couple of cents our direction. It's kind of like an Amazon hand job. It's not full-on sex. You're not, giving us lots of money, but it's like a nice little hand job for our Amazon account.
And the bonus.
Mm-hmm. And if you've heard from the show, we need some new equipment, people.
Yes.
Yeah, as you can see, the mute buttons don't even work. That's the one thing we need to work, especially when Mike's around here. Also, get us at Facebook, facebook.com/thecharitystrike. You can twat with us, which is where you'll see the picture that Mike just took of Eva. It's it's at the Charity Strick. No E at the end of that.
Do it like ever and drop that E.
Wow. Really? You went.
It took me an hour and a half to do that.
You went all choir on that. I like the auto tune one.
It is good, but I got to switch it up.
Okay.
All right.
That was good.
Are we going to have like a new version every week?
Not every week because that'll get tired, and I don't think there's that many. Variations out there, so. But
yeah,
I spent an hour and a half on it.
I do like the auto tune one so far, but this one was.
Let's get a little barbershop course. Here, one more time.
Do it like ever and drop that E.
What's better than one mic? Well, four mics. Oh, man, that was good. Our phone number is 805-419-3679. Real quickly, ways to listen to us, iTunes. You guys go to iTunes. Click the subscribe button, even if you don't even ever go back to iTunes. Just subscribe. Helps our numbers look good. While you're there, 5-star rating with a nice little review. About
five
how I don't...
star! 5-star! 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 5-star!
Thanks, Booker.
I had no idea what he was doing.
Wrestling.
Oh.
Yeah. All that good stuff. You can get us on Stitcher. You can get us on Radio Fubar. All of that fantastic stuff for live on Ustream. Speaking of our phone number, which is 805-419-3679, we got a little voicemail action for you.
What's up, bitches?
You've reached the Charity Strike's private sex line.
So leave your name, number, and breast size. We'll be sure to jerk off to you as quickly as possible.
Later, bitches.
Oh, daddy, yo! Hi, Cool Hank here. Which is episode 155, Haku. Here it goes. the towers did fall with the class of TCS. Odom is a mess. Oh, Daddy, oh, Odom, stop smoking that chewy weed, man. Have a great episode 156. Fuck.
Hello, you guys. This is so... I wanted to answer the trivia question.
I want you to stop calling.
My answer is... Brett Starr is my answer. Thank you.
Football player.
Did he say Brett Starr?
Brett Starr.
That's what I thought he said too.
What the fuck?
Have we even had a question in a few weeks?
No, I think it's been like upwards of a month.
I think he's listening to the wrong show and just calling on this one.
We need to change our phone number.
Battery's hoping that there's like an imaginary question going on and he's going to answer it.
I know,
proper.
He needs attention.
You got to get the right name out there, sir.
One of these days, he might actually accidentally get it right.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Hey, guess what? I fixed my headphones.
Oh, good job.
My thing wasn't even plugged in all the way.
Oh, nice.
I did that last week.
I was like, it doesn't look like it's plugged in. Oh. So that's why you heard me moving this.
I wondered why you were raping your microphone mic style over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Not since you got your new one.
That's
your
right.
Stand over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one of those on Amazon.
Plus I'm good at raping, so.
If you go to thecherrystrike.com and click on the Amazon banner, that'd be even better.
True. No, I'm going to go to Adam Carolla's link.
You dick.
I'm just kidding.
He doesn't need money.
That's actually good, because I thought you were going to say I'm going to go to Brad Williams' link and click on that one. Anyways.
I'll go to Allison Rosen's.
Oh, I'd like to go and click on her link. Speaking of links.
Hello, ladies.
Saxophone.
What just jizz?
It's a trumpet. It's a saxophone.
Whatever it is.
Just jizz.
It doesn't matter what your name is. Today's chick of the day, people. Her name, Ashley Harkleroad.
Ooh, that's a hard one to get to.
Right? So is her name. She's a tennis player of sorts. Never really did much in the world of tennis, but a couple years ago...
But pop some boners!
Hey-o! I'll go nothing love on her.
That's a good one.
Did that work?
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, good.
One into the zero. That's the visual I see.
I know. I like that. I need the creepy laugh like Corolla has. You know what I need is the guy from Orgasmo, New Nerd Man.
Yes.
He does his like. I need that laugh for the creepy laugh. Anyways, check her out. Ashley Harkleroad, horrible tennis player, but a couple years ago, she posed for Playboy.
But those aren't the type of balls she wants to be hitting anyways.
No, she wants to be hitting mine.
That's right.
She did some good spreading, if you know what I mean, in her Playboy spread. Nice little athletic body. Not too shabby. Check her out. Ashley Harkleroad.
Whoa, I see nipples.
I see titties.
I do too, but I'm not that impressed.
Look at that ass. That's a nice ass.
The butt I'm more impressed
with. That's a great ass.
Yeah.
Come on, nobody.
Great
can,
butt.
Not everybody can have titties like yours. All right.
Or yours.
Yeah, exactly. Very white
like
and hairy.
Like ours.
Yeah. Ours.
Yeah.
We share this.
Same size, one's just hairy and white. Mm-hmm. The other one's hairy and brown. Joking. So joking.
Stop trying you. So hard.
Apparently, should I just leave that picture of her up the rest of the
sure,
show?
Why not?
Just her ass hanging out. That is a great ass.
Bang, bang, bang. Sorry.
I kind of want to lick it. Ooh, that was weird. I mean, smack it. Smack it would make much more sense. I don't give a fuck. I'm a hitman. I'm a soldier. Just not enough time to drink. All right.
You try every time, too.
I do. So NASCAR has some stupid new rule about players have to try hard, or drivers have to try hard.
Yep.
You have to, like, try your hardest.
I have a big typo on mine.
Where?
You have to do your job.
And trying hard. Trying is...
Tiring. Well, you got a tiring hard.
I was like, oh, maybe it's something about tires.
Who's
it's
tiring?
NASCAR. I don't know what the fuck that would
well,
be.
Well, if it had to do with tires, it'd be an I, not a Y.
Well, I
and
thought
that'd be a different
maybe
type
it's
of typo.
A weird rule.
Okay.
It is NASCAR, so I don't know.
That's true. Dang old man, we going tiring out there.
Thanks, Boomhauer. Hey, guy, old Boomhauer. Hey, what's up, guy? Yeah. Go Boomhauer.
I know what you guys are talking about.
Do you?
Yes. I feel special.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know who Boomhauer is.
Oh. I'll tell you what. That is one
most of the time when you guys start doing that, I'm like, huh?
Underrated animated series.
King of the Hill?
King of the Hill. But it's one of those where when you aren't paying attention to it, you'll hear the zingers in the background.
Zinger.
Like, I'll be on my computer and it'll be on in the background, and I just hear the zingers keep going. I think it's one of those shows where you're paying attention, you're too busy with the storyline rather than the zingers. I think we're spending too much time on this.
I agree. So anyways, they have a rule. They have to try hard, otherwise they get some sort of penalization, but they didn't specify what.
My favorite.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods says he's not a fan of viewer call-ins, and if they're going to allow it, then they need to have a time limit. He just says that because he got fucked by a viewer call-in, like, last year.
Plus, they're not the judges. Or the officials.
Right, it still has to go to officials, and then they rule on the person who called in.
Why would you allow call-ins?
I think it's
dumbest
dumb.
Thing.
I agree with Tiger, actually, surprisingly.
If they can't find it themselves, then you got to get away with it. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Thank you. We lie, we cheat, rule. We steal. Luckily, there's no Mexicans in golf.
We lie, we cheat, we steal.
That's right. I mean, if we could call into the NBA and tell them how bad they're fucking up, there'd be a lot of different outcomes in that game,
yeah,
those games.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's talk about... Speaking of NBA, real sports. Love basketball. You love basketball. To say yeah. Yeah. I love basketball. You love basketball. I really can't stop staring at Russ. Yeah. It's so nice. You guys should Google Ashley Herkel Road.
If you can spell that.
Just, yeah.
We'll put it up for you.
Sure. That's, you know what? I'm going to save that picture so we can tweet it for everybody.
Tweet that.
Save image.
Tweeting it.
Put it on the desktop. Ash.
The next thing Google's going to do is they're going to do, if you push a like the right click button on it or left click button, it'll be
it?
Like automatic tweet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just type in your screen name.
Nice.
Should I tell them and then get like a real job with them? They're like, idea guy, you got one? I'm like, no, that was my one.
Yeah, blew my load.
I'm like, keep paying me though.
Yeah.
Free food too. I like this free food.
I like this.
I know,
yeah.
They have cafeterias. Have you ever been to any of the Google offices?
No, but I've heard and I want that job.
I've actually gone and eaten at one of the ones in the Bay Area. It's pretty awesome.
I've been trying to do what we do during hockey.
Talk about something else.
Yeah. That's fine. We don't have any hockey stories this tonight.
That's true.
So Andrew Bogut says his ankle... is 100%. He's good to go.
Yeah, until he plays a game and he breaks it again.
Right. I give him 7 minutes.
Yeah. 7 minutes.
What's the over-under? Would you say?
Yeah, yeah. Because that'll be about 4 rebounds in, and that's when he'll break it.
Yeah, it'll snap again. Yeah, right there.
Oh, he had one of the worst.
Snapping his ankle?
Yeah, he had
one of the nastiest
it was
ankle
god-awful.
Breaks I've ever seen. Like,
oh.
It literally...
Wait, is that the one that was all over SportsCenter
a few years ago? A year and a half ago? Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Not the college player who, like, snapped his leg.
Yeah, not that guy. No, no, no. That guy's dunking again, though.
That guy, yeah, he's coming back. He's already slam dunking.
Not, like, thoroughly, but...
Better than
he's
we
getting
are.
Up there.
Yeah. So am I.
But no, Bogut, like, he came down and, like, on the side of his foot and it, like, snapped.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds god-awful.
Speaking of train wrecks over here, Lamar Odom, we reported a couple weeks ago, was pulled over in L.A. and was a little drunk, and now he's being officially charged with a DUI. Now, only us here at the Charity Strike got an opportunity to actually catch up with his wife, Khloe Kardashian, and ask her how she felt about the situation. Roll it. Uh-huh. Really?
I was mad
when
I did. She's so sad.
Oh, now she's angry.
Oh, that, yeah. Wow.
Sounds like she's shit.
A little music going on there.
I know. Someone had Mexican food.
Well, you know those Kardashians. They like to be dramatic.
Apparently. So now Khloe, let me... If I may, Clay, let me ask you this. With all this drama going on between Lamar and you, people are saying that you guys are divorcing and whatnot, that he's cheating. Are you going to stand by your man? That's good.
That sounds like a big no.
That's good to hear. You know, Kim couldn't do that with Chris Humphries. You sound like a much better woman. Oh, yes, indeed. Crack myself up. Oh, we're childs. We are childs. You're right.
She said next question.
Oh, next question. All right. How large is your vaginal opening? That big. Jeez. Oh, wow. How many cocks can you fit at the same time? Wow. And it hurts that. Oh, oh, God.
Three.
Still going?
Four. Five. Okay. Nice. Nice. Whoa. What?
Oh, my God.
Is it six?
Holy crap. God. This is just insane. Well,
Seven. Oh my God.
Surprises. I think she was trying it out while we were talking to her there.
Apparently so. We, Clay, we got to hang up the line, but thanks for calling. Anything else you want to add? Eight? Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, too. Wow, yeah. That is crazy. Have a great night. Say hi to Han for me. Thanks. That was strange.
Thank you, Chloe.
Yeah, that was nice of her to call
Can
in.
You smoke your kush?
Yeah, a little chewy kush. That was the dumbest thing we've ever done. speaking of dumb.
Let's do a Dwight Howard interview now.
Oh, yeah. I love Dwight.
Oh, you want me to dial up Dwight Howard now?
Yeah, yeah. We got a story with him, right?
We'll get him in a second. We have a story with him, yeah. So anyways, Odom was charged with DUI officially. Rick Adelman will be returning as the coach for the T-Wolves. You know, he left for a while during the season last year because his wife was having health issues. He said he will fulfill his final year of the contract and coach for the T-Wolves.
And if they stay healthy, it might give him a few more years with that team, too.
That's a big if.
But he's a great coach. He's got great players on that team.
He's a great coach, but you got Kevin Love and Ricky Rubio who can't.
Always hurt.
Yeah, man, they can't stay healthy.
Then they brought in Brandon Roy. Like, that was going to add health to the team or something. Right. Like, if this was a video game and they had, like, health levels per team, they would have the worst.
They'd be in the red.
Yes.
Yeah. Their health bar.
Like, will they keep any of their starters this year?
Finish him.
Yeah. Like, as the game starts, finish him.
Yeah.
Already? All right. It's
game two. LeBron. Well, exciting news. You like this over here. LeBron got married. Yeah, LeBron got married over the weekend.
Yeah, to his high school sweetheart.
Oh, isn't that cute?
I still don't like you.
They're both 27. They got a kid or two or something.
Took him 10 years.
Yeah, that's cute.
I guess all the pussy out there could not add up.
That's right. He wanted to
get tired of it.
Well, at least he got a prenup.
Oh, God. That's what I was going to say. I bet he wanted to make sure and fuck a lot more bitches once he became famous before getting married. That way she couldn't divorce him and take all his money.
Well, then again, she's been sucking his jizz before he was rich anyways, though. So
you know she's not a gold digger.
That's true.
We ain't saying you's a gold digger. But you ain't breasting.
You ain't messing with
you
no bro.
Just one on me.
It's pretty good, Jamie.
Yeah.
I like that.
Finish the damn song.
I just don't know all the lyrics.
Oh.
That's white. Come on, give it a break.
It's true. I don't listen to radio that often either. So.
What?
I don't. It's all iPod.
I don't either. I still listen to Blurred Lines. People are like, that song is so overplayed. I'm like, I don't listen to radio. So
I don't listen to it unless I'm watching the video, to be honest.
The unrated one?
Both. Either one. The unrated mostly, yes.
Titties.
If I'm driving, the other one, because then I can't get
too
distracted.
You have boobies. I love that drop. It's the best one. I would make that your text tone.
You have boobies.
Send that one to me. I'll make it your text tone. Only when you text me.
I put it up on the internet for everyone to download.
Oh.
Come on. Get with the program.
What the hell?
Come on.
I follow too many people.
I guess so. This is on Facebook, by the way.
Oh.
Anyways, back to basketball. Olajuwon Hakeem the Dream says he's excited about the Jeremy Lin-Dwight Howard combo upcoming this season. He says, just a little offense I saw. That combination is very deadly. You only saw a little offense because there will only be
a little offense. There's no pick and roll, apparently. Well, Jeremy Lin wants to pick and roll.
Dwight Howard would have to move his fat ass. Well, he's not fat. He's just lazy.
Well, we'll know that Dwight Howard's a pussy if they actually do run the pick and roll and he didn't want to do it in L.A.
Yeah.
So
he's such a bitch.
Well, let's ask him about that.
Yeah, we actually have Dwight Howard on the line now. Dwight, what do you think about running the pick and roll with Jeremy? Really? Dwight, what we need to ask. I think he's coming down. Now, Dwight, do you have a question for Dwight?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is this an Asian problem, a white guy problem, or if Rajon Rondo was your point guard, would you run the pick and roll?
Oh, he doesn't like Rondo.
I'm not calling you racist. No.
You've angered him now.
I'm just asking.
He's angry.
Any more for Dwight?
No, that's the only question.
Dwight.
Just scared to ask him anything.
Dwight, thanks for calling in. Oh, okay. Cut him off.
We have to end it.
Yeah, thank God we did. Jesus. I can't stand that guy. He's such a puss.
Oh, that noise has got awful.
Right? That reminds me, I need to go to Costco and buy a pack of condoms. Pronto. Anyways, that's all the basketball news I got. Should we continue on to smaller balls?
Let's do it.
Maybe some hardwood.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate.
Well, finally happened. The Rockies' Todd Helton announces that he will be retiring at the end of the season.
It's unfortunate that he never went anywhere other than Colorado.
It is, because that's going to hold him out of the Hall of Fame now.
He has epic beard, epic batting average, epic numbers.
His numbers all around are great.
But one of the worst franchises in baseball history. Seriously.
Oh, man.
They were, like, great their second year. I think they went to the World Series their second year. And
yeah, it was very early on.
Just terrible ever since.
Yeah, it's too bad because people are saying he's going to be held out of the Hall of Fame basically because he didn't have that win.
Yeah.
They're putting the Frank thought to this. Or Mr. Ed Morgan.
He went off and didn't win a title, so he's not a Hall of Famer.
He didn't really go off then if he didn't win a title.
He went off and didn't win a title, dude.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Tracy.
Yes, yes.
So he'll be leaving soon. The Dodgers have pushed back Kershaw's start to Saturday. Supposed to start earlier in the week. They're looking to rest him a little bit because, you know, we will be in the playoffs. And we gotta rest our future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's shown some signs of fatigue. You gotta rest that guy.
It's been a long season.
I mean, he is a badass, but he's not Superman. He's more like Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He kicks the right people's asses.
Right. And what
Did you
better?
See my Giants raped you guys?
And what better
19
way
to, three?
To rest Kershaw?
Who's gonna be in the playoffs?
Just saying. Yeah. It's all right. Who's gonna been there, done
who,
that?
Who went from first to worst almost?
Ooh,
almost. Very close.
For a while, it was to worse.
Who's going from worst to not first?
Who Andre'd it? Who Andre'd it? The Giants Andre'd it.
Andre'd it.
From the league. Everyone went from first to worst.
Drades. You give me Drades!
Anyways, I was going to say, what better way to rest Kershaw than to have him pitch against the Padres?
That's true.
That's the best rest
you
can get. Right? Yeah. That's like
keeps him loose.
It's like a double A game.
Still get a win.
Yeah.
Lower that ERA.
There you go.
Rest.
So the Angels realize they're fucked, and they're going all the way over to Japan now to find themselves a new pitcher.
Hey, it works for everybody else. It
worked for the Dodgers.
That's right.
He's Korean
but still.
But they just actually just signed a Japanese guy they threw into the minors.
But Daisuke is doing great in Texas. Or not Daisuke, the other Japanese guy. You know, the Asian guy.
Oh,
he's doing well over in Texas.
That's not racist.
You're getting all racist.
What are you talking about? Dwight Howard's a racist.
That's true. He doesn't like Jeremy Rin.
Doesn't roll the pick and roll with a white or a yellow guy? Come on.
Anyways, you were talking about Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish, thank you.
They are going to Japan to scout an undefeated pitcher by the name of Masahiro Tajiri. Oh, no, Tanaka.
Tanaka?
That's his name. It's Masahiro Tanaka.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah. Masahiro Tajiri was a wrestler. was it Masahiro? Masahiro Tajiri?
Yeah.
No,
Masahiro Yamagachi?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
A Tamagotchi.
Matt Harvey, speaking of pitchers, does not want the Tommy John surgery that he needs. Apparently, he's going to try rehab first for up to 8 weeks. And if that doesn't improve things, then they're going to go with the surgery.
It might as well. You still got, if you're going to miss next season, you might as well try with this instead of going with the surgery right now anyway.
Yeah, because no matter when he has a surgery, he's missing next season.
Full season.
So
yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense. The Red Sox actually did something nice in Boston for a change. They held the ceremony for the retiring Yankee Mariano Rivera when they were in town the other night. They did a nice little shindig for him. You know, he came out. They played his music that he comes out to, which is Enter Sandman.
Symphonically.
Whatever.
Is that a word?
Not anymore.
I'm making it a word.
Yeah, there you go.
Urban Dictionary. Symphonically.
Great story. Yeah. Anyways.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
It's funny how I think, and then I go, oh, I should just play it instead. Anyways, so they did that. They presented him with the nameplate that they put up on the scoreboard when he's pitching. The whole team came out, shook his hand.
They did roast him by playing him blowing the save that
they did
in Game 4 of 2004 ALCS, I believe it was.
So it was.
Where the Red Sox came back from 3-0 deficit and won the series and then won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. So that was good times.
But everything else was a great moment.
Yeah. So it was nice of them to do something nice for a change. Now, if they really want to help us out, they could just bomb the TD Garden Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the Celtics play.
Go Russian style.
Yeah. Just because they wear green doesn't mean they're a good team.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pointed at you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They suck. Fucking hate the Celtics.
Your microphone's green.
It is.
They should suck this year, so you'll be happy.
You know, it's funny. I actually had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, you still don't care about basketball.
I had this conversation. I'm talking about baseball.
No, you're talking about Celtics and yeah, bombing.
I had this conversation with New Girl last night. We were talking about teams. And
who's
I actually,
that girl?
And if you guys don't know who New Girl is, you should be listening to Awkward Apocalypse. You know yes. all about her. And we were talking about teams and jerseys, and I actually brought you up and said.
Oh, nothing like bringing up your ex-girlfriend to your potential new one.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you should probably think
smart.
About that.
I don't.
Smart.
I didn't drop any names. I just brought up the story of you liking the Celtics because they're green.
Yeah.
And I said, like, who would like a team just because their color? I was like, I love green, but I still hope they all die in a fiery plane crash. She said, that's a little much. I was like, no. Not if you're a Lakers fan.
You know what? It got me into basketball very briefly. It showed interest in the sport. Now I really just don't give a shit.
It's the best sport out there.
I still don't give a shit. I still like basketball. Hockey and football.
Now,
and baseball.
If golf would do what we were talking about earlier, they would be the best sport.
Yes, sir.
Where they have to run from hole to hole and then shoot. And
best lowest score in the fastest time.
They yeah. have to run and carry their own golf clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To make it harder.
Maybe do curls as they're doing it. Run.
Yeah. With those spikes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, golfers.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of pussies.
Tiebreaker's going to be a fight with those shoes. Fight to the death.
Oh, yeah.
How much did my exhale sound like the beginning of Gangrel's music? As I joke.
Don't joke.
You think you know me?
Thanks, Edge. And Barry Bonds, his appeal was denied, and he will serve 30 days house arrest and 2 years probation for doing steroids.
Can he stay in his house for 2 years?
Sure.
I would like him to stay in his house for 2 years.
I don't get why he's trying to appeal that sentence. It's like, I get to stay at my mansion for a month and then have probation for 2 years, which means nothing.
He's far more stubborn than Ryan Braun is.
That's so dumb.
Seriously, all that litigation, this happened like, what? 8 years ago?
At least.
So long ago.
All that litigation just for them to not uphold it. Or to uphold it, I should say.
Yeah. So much money wasted on lawyers.
A lot of system money right there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kids could have had food that were starving.
You're trying to make me feel bad, but I don't like Barry Bonds either.
I know. I'm not.
I'm an equal opportunity hater.
No, I know you hate him.
Even San Francisco people hate Barry Bonds.
Yeah, did they boo when he came out? Like, not that long ago?
I did.
Yeah. Absolutely. Half and half. It was a half and half.
Oh, okay. It was like John Cena.
Yeah.
Got the mixed.
With his Mexican music.
Yeah, you know. Let's go Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah.
Let's go Barry. Barry sucks.
Yes!
Sure.
No, that's yes! the real
I can cheer for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, looking around. Oh. That was classy.
Hey, Greg, I can't reach my beer. I think we need a break.
Oh, okay. It's a stretch for you. All right. Let's do a break then. Mm-hmm. While we're on the break, why don't you do us a favor and go to thecharitystrike.com and do a little Amazon shopping through there, or check out our pictures and our episodes and pop some boners. You can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/charitystrike. You can, hold on, let me pause this. You can catch us on Twitter at the Charity Strike, no E.
Do it like ever and drop that E.
That was so good. And then, of course, the number is 805-409-3679.
Yay!
That's how you're supposed to do it.
With an enthusiasm.
Yeah, there it is. Congratulations.
I like calling out random numbers.
Yeah, you have a phone number, Tourette's. You going to say something?
My favorite number is 60.
9.
Thank you. Yeah, there it is. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, this is Chad DeHart.
This is Jeremy Gordon.
I'm Craig Edwards.
And I'm Jonathan Rosen. We're from the Primetime Podcast. You can find us at theprimetimepodcast.com. We record Mondays, and what do we talk about?
Film, television, entertainment, what we've been watching, lots of rants, lots of explosions. Okay, a little bit of explosions.
More rants than explosions.
Yes.
Sometimes explosions.
Metaphorical explosions, sure.
It's all fine until we get hurt. Check us out, primetimepodcast.com.
And this is the compelling story of how Awkward Apocalypse began. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Greg.
What you doing?
I'm just drinking some wine.
Want to, make a show and stuff?
Okay.
We can talk about awkward things. And boobs.
Oh, I like boobs.
Me too. It's decided. And that is the compelling story of how the awkward apocalypse began. Do check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/awkwardapocalypse. @awkwardpod on Twitter. And don't forget to call us 323-379-9225. The end. Sluts and hoes?
Boats and hoes.
Sluts and hoes.
No.
As much as I like a good boat like the next person, I love a good slut.
Never thought I'd be on a boat.
That's a totally different song.
Oh.
I know.
But it is
Eat
a
on the boat, the banana boat.
That's
wrong.
Still wrong.
No. Okay, sorry.
Haven't you heard Boats and Hoes?
Yeah, I've heard
Boats and Hoes.
Step Brothers?
But I just don't know
boats
that
and hoes. Boats and hoes. You gotta have me some boats and hoes.
Yeah. Sing it, Greg.
I just did.
I've heard it.
Okay.
I was just playing along with the...
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. Something, 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 sangria. Is that good or what?
Just think if that movie came out now, it'd be Mangria.
Ooh, Mangria is good. It's good indeed.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Dude, I'm totally going to get wasted when Adam Carolla comes here.
Chocolatey wasted?
Yes.
Nice.
Mangria wasted.
You know, if you buy the Step Brothers Blu-ray DVD, it comes with a like make your own music video for Boats and Hoes. It has like 8 video feeds, and you just choose the number on your remote, and like you're editing your own music video.
That's awesome.
It is really awesome.
Chocolate rain.
Do you have this?
I do, actually.
We should have like a drunken make our own music video party.
That'd be so good. Yeah. By the way, this is the Charity Strike, and I am Greg the Rebound Jones. That's Eva, the Ayatollah of Areola. That's sangria, nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float. We so good.
John C. Reilly is the best. Every time I come, I produce a quart. Put on your life vest, let's drop anchor.
There's a nice lady who I like to spike her. Boats and hoes.
I gotta have me a boats and hoes.
I like how the video looks like they shot it on VHS.
Yeah.
Deadliest catch without the crabs. We're almost out of gas. Called the Arabs.
I'm a pussy pirate. My name is Jack Sparrow. Take off my pants. She can see my flesh arrow. Make sure to wax. Flesh. Use your mom's.
This is taking up the place of hockey.
Yeah. When I come in
your head. Shut up. We're not even on hockey.
There is no hockey.
With a tick in your hand. Oh, preseason started. There we go.
Done.
My Sharks won.
Woo.
Love me.
Come on.
Shut up.
Because I'm using my compass to find a nappy dugout.
Boats and hoes.
That's fat girl dancing. Yeah.
That's the male Mariah Carey, y'all.
The male Mariah Carey. So good.
All right.
Now that we've gotten that out of the
way.
We got what?
We've got show.
We got chow. We got chow. Ready for chow?
We got a chow.
Let's do more show. Beer drinking music right here. Is it?
Lots of time to go. Because we want to hear the first few frames of that song.
Wait, what?
The first few verses, we like to hear it. So we got like some time to drink in that. So
oh, yeah. It's good.
Like, that's like drunk music right there.
It's drinking music.
Get drunk
sure.
music.
Get drunk.
Someone that was drunk on his win the other day.
Me?
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
Fuck that guy.
Went on Instagram after his win over Canelo because Canelo couldn't hang. Got tired.
I know. I was watching that. I really wanted him to win, but I knew Mayweather would win. I was just like, he's just a baby.
It's because he lets guys swing out their energy.
Cock.
Oh yeah. Back and forth.
I have a funny story about the fight. I got a text from an ex-girlfriend the other day. I said, hey, do you watch boxing? I said, no, I don't. goes, oh, well, somebody told me I should watch this fight. You want to go watch it with me? I was like, I'm out of town. Sorry.
Not crazy, right?
No, not crazy.
Okay.
So, and I really was out of town. It was like, you, of all people, should know that I don't like boxing.
She, is this Mormon ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
She would definitely know that I don't like boxing. And why are you trying so hard?
She really wanted to go drinking with you.
She did. She wanted to go drinking tonight. It's a little strange. I'm not going to lie. Something's up.
Something in the water.
Mm. Yeah. Anyways, this is an awkward apocalypse. Continue with the fight news.
It's okay. Well, after his win with Canelo, he went on Instagram and I think posted a photo, and then in the caption kind of made fun of Oscar De La Hoya, who's in rehab right now.
What an asshole.
Good. Make fun of him. He's a quitter.
Yeah, the caption said, and this is in Oscar's voice, apparently, as quoted, said, I gave Canelo the wrong blueprint. I was high.
Why does Oscar sound like Tracy Morgan?
I don't know this lemon. You tell me. I support you, guy. Look at the game change.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mayweather's trying to backtrack and say it wasn't him. Someone hacked his account. He's going the Anthony Weiner route.
I love that. It's like, I did not, or nor did I authorize anyone to do that.
Yeah. I mean, if I were, you know, just like Anthony Weiner, if I were him, I'd just say, you know, look, it's in my last name. I got to show my Weiner, guys. So,
well,
Mayweather, honestly, it's kind of funny that he decided that he was going to make fun of the promoter.
Yeah, go for it. And, you know, as Adam Carolla always says, if Anthony Weiner was smart, he'd start off every press conference with, first of all, it's Weiner.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's better.
Yeah.
Mike, did you actually watch the fight?
No.
Damn it! No one's gonna know what I talked about.
I watched the highlights. I saw how tired Canelo was.
See, no. I don't even. I think the best part about the entire fight was at the end of the fight when it was over.
I agree. I totally
when
agree.
Boxing is boring. Announcer was like, "And the winner by majority decision."
Yeah.
Mayweather's face was priceless.
Like,
majority. I mean, he started looking like, wah.
That actually gets me to my next story.
Oh, my God. It
what
was
a good
so
lead.
Segue.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eva. Funny.
You're bringing the heat. You're bringing
Yay!
It. Yeah.
Good lead in.
Good job. Anyways, I'm talking about that retarded ref who gave a draw in this fight when unanimously on Twitter and everywhere I looked, he won a good 5 or 6 more rounds than Canelo.
Well, the other judges gave it like 112.
Yeah, 117 to 112, yeah. 118 to 111, stuff like that.
I was even pretty surprised. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it was obvious Mayweather won.
One judge, CJ Ross, the same man who thought Bradley beat Pacquiao two years ago.
It's actually a woman.
Oh, yeah, the same woman, sorry. Same woman who thought Bradley beat Pacquiao a couple years ago when Bradley got his ass whooped by Pacquiao.
Pacquiao!
One of the two judges, mind you, that went for Bradley because Bradley won that fight.
Saying Pacquiao's not as good as saying
Pacquiao!
Emu or Temu.
Temu! Pacquiao! Yeah. It's like C. It's a hard C. Or soft C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the poop?
Anyway, CJ Ross is a lady. She's 64. First off, she's a lady. She shouldn't be judging boxing. Come on, she's a lady. Come on.
Girls in boxing.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Only you, Eva. Only you should be judging boxing.
I'm not qualified, but thank you.
64.
You're not, because you're a lady.
64.
Shut the fuck up.
Did she have her cataract surgery? I mean, come on. 64. And she's a lady watching boxing.
She must have a bad memory.
I enjoy watching boxing. I just don't enjoy watching Mayweather.
It's because you know it's going to the cards. But not in an enjoyable way. Like, in MMA, St. Pierre always goes to the cards, but he beats a motherfucker's ass on his way
there.
Well,
and Mayweather only picks opponents that he knows he can beat.
Exactly.
Canelo, to his credit, 23, undefeated, stud. He's a stud. Anybody else, he'd whoop ass.
I don't care what you think of how he looks.
But Mayweather, yes. The thing that's going to go down with him is that he was a pussy, would not fight Pacquiao when Pacquiao was at his best.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he probably could have beat Pacquiao. Pacquiao is a badass, but Mayweather knows how to stay away from the punching power.
He's black.
He's great. Mayweather is great. He could go down as the all-time greatest, but instead he chose not to fight the best.
But you know,
he's always going to look like a pussy.
One thing that I felt when watching this fight, I feel like Mayweather was kind of lazy. Like, I don't feel like this was Mayweather's best fight I've ever seen.
Well,
like, this was
half-assed. Canelo was the bigger man. You kind of got to stay away from his power at that point.
I saw many a tweet that said, from people that were saying, like, I will never order a Mayweather fight again.
Yeah. They've been saying that for like 3 years at this point.
Though. I can honestly say I'll never order a Mayweather fight again.
Order to Mayweather. Yeah,
I go to my cousin's anyway, house.
So. I don't give a shit.
But speaking of him being the bigger man, did you see that Canelo gained 13 pounds from the official weigh-in to the night of the fight?
Which is impressive for boxing because a lot of those guys kind of fight around the same weight that they weigh in at.
Yeah,
it's not like MMA Mayweather where they drop 20 pounds.
I think Mayweather only varied by 2 pounds, yeah. And Canelo gained 13.
How long was it between the weigh-in and the fight?
The day before.
I'd say it's like a day or two, right?
Well,
it's
in MMA, though, a lot of times guys will lose 20 pounds that week and then gain it back that night.
Well, I know a lot of it's water weight, but
13
MMA pounds.
Guys constantly do that because a lot of them are wrestlers.
He gained a lot. And I think that had something to do with it. I think that's probably why he got a little too tired too quick.
Yeah, he's a little more muscular than usual in the fight. He gained a lot of power. But didn't work out.
Yeah, I think he should have maybe done half of that at best.
Power with skill does not beat speed with skill. And that's what Mayweather showed in that fight.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a pea.
Mayweather's just the best at avoiding punches. I mean, he looks like a bitch doing it because he's like,
That's true.
My shoulder. That's kind of
I know we might be spending too much time talking about
it. Is true. So anyways, fuck CJ Ross. I'm glad you're stepping down because that's what she did. She's stepping down.
Momentarily.
She's taking a break. That means she'll be back after she'll be back after her AARP card comes in.
Nice.
Which means should she really still be judging?
Hey, I've gotten AARP mail before.
Which is funny.
I was like, what?
You're younger than me.
I know. And that was like 3 years ago.
You got AARP?
I was like 24 when I got it.
Nice.
Like, look, it does not go by thinning hair. It goes by age, guys.
Yeah, thank
you. Actually, your hair's been the same ever since, though.
So. I just had a little stress for a while.
I blame it on her. That Mormon's breakup right there.
Because it's really stayed the same since then.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I have one
surprised
gray
surprised you haven't
hair.
Gone gray yet.
I haven't gone gray. You know what? I haven't gone gray.
I pluck it. Thank you very much.
I have found 2 white hairs in my stubble.
See, I get all kinds of color in
my stubble. There's one on my chin. Like, I'll see blonde ones all the time, but there's definitely one for sure, and I think 2 that are like white hairs in my stubble, and I may pluck.
You're like, what is that?
You'll never find
it. I'll get a lot of red in my beard.
Oh, I get a lot of red too.
Not right now.
But you know, I like to rock the stubble.
Yeah.
So I got to plug out those white ones.
Those white ones. Yeah. See, mine are blonde because I'm a somewhat blonde guy.
Yeah. See, I just shaved on Saturday for the wedding, so this is like fresh stubble. Like I could actually show you the white hair. It's still
it's
still
there.
Chilling there. Right?
It's like you're like not ready to pluck yet.
I want
to
see.
It's on my chin.
Okay. I'm going to look after we're done.
Yeah, look after. You probably can't see it from over there. Anyways, what else?
Anyways, we do have amazing fights this Saturday. Real fights. That's MMA.
Well, and before we get to UFC, boxing. Let's just talk real quickly.
I have something
about
way better to do.
Yourself. Before we get to MMA.
I have
MMA.
A boyfriend. I don't have to do myself.
That's a compliment.
I have a boyfriend, too. So,
go ahead.
Former champ Ken Norton, who fought against greats such as Muhammad Ali, has died at the age of 70.
He has one of the only 3 men to beat Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. So. He has a son who was a former NFL champ with the Dallas Cowboys.
And the Niners.
And the Niners.
He made his living with the Niners.
Right. There he does.
That's true.
And
Ken Norton
Jr. Yeah, some friends have confirmed that he's had some health issues as of late. He was having lots of seizures, and he finally passed over the weekend.
Yeah, getting hit in the head a lot,
Pobrecito.
You're eventually going to get some seizures.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, UFC 165, talking about great black champions. We got one coming up.
John Jones?
John Jones.
Yeah.
Defending that light heavyweight title against the Swede, the neutral Swede.
Cesaro?
Yes. Who's we the people.
Yeah.
He's actually better at that than Jack Swagger.
He kind of is.
He actually pulls it off.
And he has much less of a when he talks.
So he fights
the
other famous Swede, Alexander Gustafsson, the one that actually has the name that sounds Swedish.
Right, not Antonio Cesaro, which sounds Italian.
Anyways, they're going for it for the light heavyweight title. It's happening in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
What's the poop?
One of our favorite country. I wish I was Canadian. I really do.
When you said Toronto,
I
that was very
Montreal.
Damn sure.
I want to go there.
Canada.
You've been there.
I know. That's why I want to go back. I love Canada.
Well, UFC's going back to Canada on Saturday.
I've never been to Canada. I want to go to Vancouver. I hear it's good.
I want to go to Vancouver and Toronto.
I want to go. I'd go to all three. Spot. I've heard all three cities are beautiful. So,
I want to go
Canada trip.
I want to go to Toronto and look for Bret Hart.
You mean?
Oh, Calgary.
Calgary. Excuse me. I've heard Calgary is like the Texas of
Canada, in Toronto. It's Calgary, Alberta.
It's Alberta. No, never mind. It's Alberta. Yeah, never mind. And I've heard that's like the Texas of Canada. You
really?
Don't want to go there.
Because he does wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah. So I guess it is the Texas of Canada.
Balls.
Anyways, also on that card, interim. There's two titles online. Interim bantamweight champion of the world, Hayden Burrell, the man who's waiting for Dominic Cruz to come back.
Oh.
He's going to fight Eddie Wineland. Should be a great fight. Eddie Wineland, power puncher. Hayden Burrell looks dominant. Should be the guy that can beat Dominic Cruz. We'll find out when Dominic Cruz comes back from his injury. It's been 2 years at this point.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's crazy. It sucks for him because he's a great fighter, and it's knee issues, MCL and ACL. Ugh. So double, two surgeries on this thing already.
Two surgeries. Is he pulling a Derrick Rose?
No, the first one, he tried to push on it too hard, unlike Derrick Rose. And then realized he fucked it up again and then had to do the real rehab after that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's trying to come back too soon.
Unlike
Derrick unlike Rose. Derrick Rose.
Very opposite of Derrick
exactly.
Rose.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Matt Mitrione at heavyweight will fight Brendan Schaub. Heavyweights.
Yeah. What else we got?
And we got Francis Carmon at middleweight fighting Konstantin Filipoupou. It's Filipoupou, but...
What's the Filipoupou?
It's a Filipoupou. And then number 10, Pat Healy, who should be higher up in the rankings, but he got busted for low levels of weed, which would be legal now.
Right.
He fights Khabib Nurmagomedov, the Russian. He's an upstart Russian. He's going to be great, but it's hard to say his name. Nurmagomedov.
Okay.
But that's the MMA news.
What was that?
I don't have any paper to rip today because I wasn't able to put it together and print it out. So.
You could have ripped your first page of the paper.
Oh, that's true.
That's the MMA news.
There it is.
Ah, it's football nomenclature for when a quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
Nice liar reference. Football news, everybody. We got some picks. We got some fantasy news to talk about. The fantasy news we need to mention is the fact that the three of us sitting in this room are 2-0.
The only undefeated teams.
How do you feel about that, San Diego Johnny? Call yourself a fantasy god. You're 0-2 thanks to myself and Trigger Mike over here.
That's true.
He pewed all over your face.
Pewed, and so did you.
I did
there.
Indeed.
Look at but, you guys pew-pewing.
That's right. I pewed.
After this week, it might be only, it's either going to be one or two people left undefeated because I faced the Ayatollah of Areola.
Oh.
And I'm actually very scared.
Be great if he does.
I'm very scared.
Darn tootin'.
Because many of my players are playing great defenses this week, and I'm very scared. So.
That's how I feel on some of my other leagues.
The team I am playing, I'm projected to basically tie. He's supposed to beat me by like 0.3.
It'll work out for you.
Yeah, it's
you got a good team.
It'll turn fast. I would say halfway through the first round of games. You're going to see a big difference.
Plus, I really think RG3 is going to get out of his first half slump.
He says he's going to start running this week.
Yeah, out of his first half slump. If you look at his first half numbers from the first two games of the year,
I'm scared for RG3. Bad. Who's your backup?
Russell Wilson. RG3 in the third and fourth quarter, though, have been amazing. Yeah.
Who are the Seahawks playing this weekend?
Seahawks playing the Jaguars.
Maybe I should put Wilson in. Here's the thing, though. RG3 has not been playing up to RG3 snuff so far.
In the first half.
Well, either way, so far.
Second half of both games,
yeah,
looks great.
But he's also still putting up much bigger numbers than Russell Wilson.
It's true.
Even against the Niners when Russell Wilson beat them.
Well, it's because Russell Wilson actually didn't play too well. It was Marshawn Lynch that was killing. And the Niners were making terrible mistakes.
Well,
horrible mistakes.
Well, you know what it was? It was Colin Kaepernick versus everyone except for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick was bad. The special teams fumbled.
Kaepernick was bad, but he was the best of the offense.
Yeah, he
sadly.
Still had 87 yards rushing,
right.
Almost 200 yards passing, even with the three interceptions.
The Seahawks played well, except for their shit-ass quarterback.
Yeah, I was surprised I won my game last week, because Kaepernick's my go-to guy for points, and he didn't get me much points.
Not so much.
Luckily, the other guy had Tom Brady, and he had a bad week, too.
Oh, good.
So,
anyways, all right, let's quickly run down some pick situations.
All right, so last week, we'll review it real quick. Eva, unfortunately, after a great first week, went 8-8 in the second week. She midlifed it. No.
Is that like Trevathoning?
Yeah. Exactly.
She Trevathoned that touchdown.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Very much Trevathoned that. And then rebound and midlife both went 10-6.
Sorry.
Both went 10-6 tied. Yeah. San Diego Johnny in second place, 11-5. And I killed it, 13-3.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
Way to go, Mike. Uh-huh. Way to go.
I'm
going
to stop showing you mercy.
For you.
Pulling away. Pulling away from the crowd.
If only you'd pull out.
We should put some money on this now that I'm winning.
Yeah, now you want to.
No way.
I've got enough money in the fantasy football.
Yeah. This week,
I have way too much money going in fantasy football.
That's true. We all got. Well,
I have three leagues. I have
there's money in all three?
Yeah. I have like 125.
I have 25, and that's enough for me. Yeah. So.
25 going on in our league. So,
anyways,
and now this week's picks
quickly.
There are 8 unanimous. We'll get those right now. Which there could have been more, but there's a lot of upsets this week that are people going for. Okay,
close.
So the 8 unanimous Houston Texans go into Baltimore. We all picked the Texans over the Ravens.
Oh, sorry, that's the one that New Girl picked.
She picked the Ravens.
Because you can't
blame her though.
We were talking in the break, and I said New Girl's helped me with my picks because she's into football and it's really sexy that she is. But she picked the Ravens, and I said, "What?
What?
Now, you know what? If the Ravens win, I'm gonna be so mad."
Man, they are at home.
I did have a tough time with that one, only because I feel that the Ravens just—I don't know—I feel
they
like they have
the
potential, but they got rid of their team, and that was pretty much the deciding factor.
And they got rid of God when they got rid of what's his name.
Plus, Ray Rice is hurt, and he's all they've got.
Yeah, that was my second factor.
There you go.
And not only that, also Houston, even though they haven't looked great the first 2 weeks, have pulled out last second wins, which is the sign of a champion.
Their kicker screwed me 2 weeks in a row.
Is he your kicker?
Yeah, he was my kicker. I fucking dropped him.
Motherfucker. Dropping it like E!
He's my... I'd rather drop E faster.
Do it like ever and drop that
kicker.
So, their kicker kind of lost me my 2 games in the other
leagues.
All right, what else did we pick?
All right, then also unanimous, Arizona Cardinals at New Orleans Saints. Obviously, we rolled with the Saints.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to New England. I wanted to pick the Buccaneers.
I wanted to. But
they're not at
on
home.
Paper.
They're not at home.
And Revis
is being a bitch, which we'll talk about. And then
Freeman is being a bitch.
That first week fuck up.
Yeah, over the Jets.
Yeah.
And then not beating the Saints when they had them.
Yeah, I just couldn't go with the Bucs.
Nope. And then the Green Bay Packers go into Cincinnati. We all went with the Packers on the road.
That one was tough for me.
It's kind of a tough game because Cincy's looked okay.
It's a Packers, though.
But it's on the road.
Come on.
I know, but that Ginger gets lucky. I just don't feel that he's
as
accurate.
With
AJ
Green, you never know what's going
on.
Yeah,
he's just not as accurate as Aaron Rodgers.
No. Aaron Rodgers is the most accurate quarterback in the league.
Yeah, and that's my determining factor.
Okay. Exactly. And then St. Louis Rams go into Dallas. I really wanted to pick St. Louis, but...
Oh, I wanted to also.
I got to go with the Cowboys. We all went with the Cowboys.
I had it hurt my soul to go to the Cowboys, but I did.
I was devastated that they lost by 1 point last week.
I picked it. The only one who picked the Chiefs.
Who did they play last week?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs.
I picked it.
I know.
For good reason.
So upset. I was like, really? 1 fucking point? All right.
Alex Smith coming through.
Yep. And then the Indianapolis Colts, who made a big trade today. We'll talk about
that. Trade.
They're going into San Francisco. Of course, we all go with the Niners. That game in Seattle, everybody's going to lose in Seattle this year. So we
apparently.
We
lost in Seattle last year, too.
And that's the game we go, look, that's the bad game that the Niners need, that Kaepernick needs to go, hey, let's not do that again. Let's go win
the
Super Bowl.
Hey, we got annihilated.
Let's shave our eyebrow instead.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did tweet.
Great sport.
I tweeted Kaepernick getting his eyebrow shaved at the charity strike.
He's a man.
At the charity strike.
Do it like ever and drop. Daddy.
Plus, we're going to play them at home late in the season. So this is our good, like, hey, we fucked up. Let's not fuck up again.
Let's kill them later.
Yes.
Yes. So the Niners, of course, getting the unanimous. And then, I mean, this is the easiest pick of the week. The Jacksonville Jaguars going into Seattle.
Jaguars.
Where the Niners just look bad. I wonder what it's going to look like. I might just pick up every Seattle player that's in fantasy, like free agency.
Yeah.
Just to put them on my team and start them, because all my players are playing bad teams.
Especially any like open running backs.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? Let me get this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, third string receiver. You know, he's probably going to have a great game against this team.
Kicker? Yeah, we got this.
We got this. So we all, of course, picked the Jaguars, right? No, Seahawks, of course. Of course.
Oh, now I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, Seahawks. And then finally, we all picked the Broncos over the Raiders.
No. Come on.
Broncos have been the best team in the league.
Go
so far.
Peyton.
It's going to be Broncos versus the Niners in the Super Bowl.
And that's what me and you chose. Midlife, that motherfucker went with Seattle, of course, and Denver. You're picking Denver to go, right, in the AFC? They're the only great team there.
Yeah.
Who is Denver going to go against into the Super Bowl?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I couldn't make a decision for the NFC.
Sounds like a Niners.
She wants to see the Niners beat the Seahawks in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheer for the AFC if my boys are out.
They will be. What do you mean if?
I have promise.
They're not even going to make
the playoffs.
Shut up. Oh, that's adorable.
And they're in the worst division of football.
Oh,
my God.
Well, now we are because the Giants are fucking up.
They suck. The Giants suck.
Yeah.
Bad. I mean, the Cowboys beat them.
That's embarrassing. Yeah.
Woo!
Anyways, let's get to the other eight picks.
Let's do it.
This one should have been unanimous, but San Diego Johnny picks the Kansas City Chiefs over the Eagles. Eagles with their up-tempo. Honestly, Chargers looked great against the Eagles last week. That's the only reason they beat the Eagles, because they played a hell of a game. The Chiefs are not going to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. I'm sorry. And that's what we all say, except for Johnny.
Both quarterbacks fucking throw picks left and right.
Not Michael Vick. Michael Vick has been fucking great this year.
I know, but that's an necessary.
He's having a really good start after a not so good.
Yeah, he's having a good start.
This is the right coach for Michael Vick.
It really is.
Really is.
Yes.
Fantasy gold right there. He was the highest scoring point getter last week.
Oh,
for
a
reason. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He was amazing last week, and they still lost. But that was the thing. Their up-tempo offense was their issue, because it put their defense back on the field, who was getting pounded by the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to slow the game down, especially when you got a running back like they do. Anyways, moving on. New York Giants.
You said Eagles.
I like this song, so I'm down.
I like it.
The New York Giants will play the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. Midlife crisis, rebound, and San Diego Johnny. I'll go with the Giants. This was probably one of the harder picks.
This was a hard pick.
Me and Eva go with the Panthers.
Because I really, really like Cam Newton.
I do too. They are.
Cam is my backup.
They are underachievers in Carolina.
Their coach sucks. Yeah.
They do not play for that guy. But in Carolina, I think Cam Newton, this is the week he steps up and becomes a man.
I hope
not. Puts his big boy chonies on.
Yeah, put his big boy pants on.
Yes.
I don't know what
and they
means.
Win in Chinese. Carolina. The Detroit Lions go into the Washington Redskins. Eva and San Diego Johnny both like the upset Lions. I like the Redskins, and so does the other two members of the TCS.
Come on. Like RG3.
I think
it's going to be his week.
And
this
RG3
is the week he comes
is,
out of the,
no,
the shell.
I don't think so.
RG3 is going to
turtle power.
He's going to. Turtle power.
Either he's going to step up his game and start running it more, and he's going to just fuck up his leg again like everyone else did this last week.
No.
Yes. That's what I'm feeling.
Adequate rehab.
I think he's going to say, my knee's fine. I'm going to fucking go out there and play now.
Yeah.
No.
He's not going to be scared.
They've been holding him back. He's not holding himself back.
It's the play calling.
Yeah.
And they even shut him.
Well, it's
because
he's a quarterback. He shouldn't be fucking playing like one of the more physical positions on the field.
He is a tiny
guy. It wins
games. It's not like Colin Kaepernick where he's a big motherfucker.
He's black. He's supposed to run. They're good at it.
Racist, aren't we?
No, they're athletic. That's actually a compliment.
It's true.
Anyhow, go on.
You don't see Peyton
extra
running.
Vertebrae, right?
Well, yeah, you don't see Peyton running for that many yards.
No.
Peyton doesn't have to.
Exactly, because he's white.
He even said, you don't want to see me run.
Well, because Peyton's a better quarterback.
Yeah, he's the best ever.
Yes.
Done.
Okay, you don't see Eli or Romo running for those yards.
Never. The San Diego Chargers go into Tennessee. It was looking like a unanimous pick. Yes, Midlife actually picked his Chargers this week. But Eva is rolling with the Titans again. She really likes this team. She likes Jake Locker's cock.
No.
Who doesn't?
Likes Chris Johnson Johnson.
Everyone's got a price.
Yeah.
That one was really close. That one was super close for me.
That and another pick you kind of gave me.
Yeah.
Those
were my last two. It was
I didn't
really,
help
really
you,
difficult.
Because last time I told you pick the Niners, they lost. So wasn't going to help you.
Oh, I picked the Niners this time. Hopefully they lose
rightfully
again.
Rightfully so.
They will not lose again.
No, that was a unanimous pick. We all picked.
Well, that's the case. I'll just pick them every week just so they lose. Exactly. I'll be their bad luck charm.
And then the Cleveland Browns, who just gave up the best player they have.
The
we'll
only,
talk about that.
The only.
Johnny put this pick in before this happened.
Before the
but
trade?
He picked the Cleveland Browns.
I put the pick in before the trade, and I still didn't take the Cleveland Browns.
I didn't take the Browns either before that.
He picked the Cleveland Browns over the Minnesota Vikings, who are a good team.
Adrian Peterson.
The Vikings are a good team, and he picked them over them. I mean, we all don't like their quarterback, but as long as he does his job and doesn't make mistakes.
Adrian Peterson.
Fine. Adrian Peterson, indeed. You sound
is there
like
any
Seinfeld
other
there.
Is there any other player on the team?
What
except
is
Adrian
with
Peterson?
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, they're called the defense.
Yeah.
And then the Atlanta Falcons. And here's the other tough one for Eva. The Atlanta Falcons go into Miami, the 2-0 Miami Dolphins.
And here's what I didn't realize until I was putting the show together today. Now, I sent you that the Falcons would take this. As I was putting the show together today, I realized that the Falcons, and I'll get into this, have lost a fair amount of starters this week.
Yes, yeah, they have, including Steven Jackson, you fucking sissy with your thigh injury.
I'm a little worried about my pick now.
But the Falcons have never really been known for their running. They've got amazing weapons on offense. Matt Ryan, a great quarterback, especially early in the season.
Yeah, he's my quarterback in one of my little leagues.
And the one that worries me is the defensive player that's out. Because they don't have much on defense, and they need everything they can get.
Yeah.
But I think Miami is that type of team that's young, working their way up. They're going to be excited about being 2-0. They're going to not play as tough as they should against a team that's underhanded like Atlanta, who's been there, done that. Beat the Seahawks in the playoffs last year, and then we beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, yeah. Plus,
there you go.
Ocho Cinco's on Miami.
Two. Yeah. Ocho Cinco was in Miami.
Oh, wait. He's not anymore. That's right.
They're like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, what about Reggie Bush, Miami?
Detroit.
Yeah, that's right. He's not Miami anymore either.
Tannehill is looking good, though. He's a good quarterback.
He is.
And Mike Wallace, he finally got me some points last week.
It's too bad for Tannehill that he's in Miami.
Yeah, I'm thinking Pittsburgh wants Mike Wallace back because look how bad Pittsburgh Steelers are.
That's true.
They have no offense
whatsoever.
Yeah,
the Steelers are garbage.
Yeah, they got one of the best quarterbacks in the league and nothing else. And it shows. If you look at those stats, Roethlisberger, poor guy. Anyways, moving on.
Is that it? Oh, there's more?
The Buffalo Bills go into New York to play the Jets. A little weird game to pick.
Yeah, that's
the
hard. Jets have been that was a hard one to pick.
The Jets and the Bills are both overplaying their preseason expectations.
And they're both playing with rookie quarterbacks.
Yes, but both are playing well, especially E.J. Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
He's played well in both games.
He's playing way better than Geno.
Geno blew it in the fourth quarter of the last game.
Right.
Three interceptions.
That's why I had
to go
with EJ.
The Jets would have won had he not blown it. That's why we all went with the Bills, except for rebound.
Not me.
You went with the Jets.
I did?
You did.
No, I went with
you
the Bills.
Picked the Jets. You picked the Jets.
Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
I'll pull up the email just to confirm.
No, I believe. Why would I have gone? I would have gone with the. Okay.
Let's
you know
pull up
maybe,
the email.
Maybe because the Jets
email.
Are at home.
Let's pull up the email.
Rolling with the
no,
Jets.
No. You know, I probably, I was doing it on my phone.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's just pull up the email.
Yeah, let's confirm real quick.
I believe Mike. I was doing it on my iPhone. I probably deleted the wrong team off the list you sent me. But you know what? You know what? That's my bad, and I have to stick with what I gave you.
But we have reviewed the play.
And?
The ruling on the field stands. He picked the New York Jets.
I totally meant to pick the Bills.
It's right there. Eva, can you confirm?
I believe you.
New York Jets.
I meant to go Bills, but I fucked up. But
I just thought I'd fuck with you there.
Thank you. As I was saying, like as you read it, I was like, oh, yeah,
you're
EJ
like,
Manuel.
I picked the Bills,
yeah.
Of course, yeah.
No, know,
you picked
was...
the Jets. That should have been a unanimous pick right there.
I meant to pick the
it's
the
okay.
Bills.
You spiced things up this week. All right? We already had eight unanimous.
Maybe I'll be the one guy that picked the Jets as the winners.
Is that
I
the
picked
rules?
The Chiefs last week, and it worked
That's
out.
Right.
Just out of pure curiosity, we can't change it once we submit?
No. Once I say it on the air, once it's been written... And it's on the air. Once we go on the air,
once
and
it's the poop, okay. Then it's the poop.
Once we're on the air, if you tell me before we go on the air, I will change it.
I'm glad I should have looked at my scent box.
you should have always double check, Greg.
Oh, fuck me.
Did you not go to school? Double check.
Mm-mm.
Anyways,
I
finally, Chicago Bears.
The Bears
go into Pittsburgh.
This
the
is easy
lowly,
for me.
Horrible. 0-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Osos.
Only thing they got going is their defense. They can't do everything.
And they're good at raping.
That's true. Guess one guy went with the Steelers. Can we guess? Can we guess?
San Diego
Johnny?
Well,
it's not any of us in this room.
No.
Midlife?
Midlife. The guy who went with the Jets the last 2 weeks went with the Pittsburgh Steelers this week.
That's worse than my Jets pick.
It's true. That is worse than your Jets pick.
My Jets have a better chance of winning than the Steelers.
Yes, the Jets have won a game, and they're at home.
Was he drunk when he was picking these? Can he not read? Is he illiterate?
He's always drunk.
Okay, a couple things. He's always drunk, yes. And no, he can't read. Have you heard him trying to read stories on the air?
Apparently, I don't listen that well.
It's not smooth.
Him and Sergio are
I usually tune him out, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's Alabama Mexican.
Alabama man.
Anyway, so yeah, all the rest of us picked the Bears. That should have been unanimous, but apparently Midlife did not like the unanimous decision. So,
wow.
He went against the Bears.
Good luck for him.
Yeah. Bears Sunday night game. Don't even have the same amount of letters.
And that's...
Oh, wait, I got to keep this one.
Yeah.
This is my scorekeeper.
When you scan that one, it's going to be
all
wrinkly.
I know, the one
wrinkly.
That's going to be on the Facebook page.
Do you still scan the pages?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
That's going to be a wrinkly scan.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into actual football news. Now that took about 35 minutes.
It's okay. It was entertaining. I
love this part.
We got to confirm that you picked the Jets. Yeah. It worked.
You know, I feel like last year when we did the picks, like they went on and dragged. But this year we're actually adding insight.
I got better.
It got better.
You
got better. I got a little more informed on the NFL.
That's true. You did.
Yeah. I'm here.
Which is funny. You get more informed. And then you're worse than me at picking NFL picks.
I know.
Doesn't that suck? It's you overthink.
At least
that's
I don't
why.
Pick them based
I
on
think,
color.
Because I feel like
you picked a lot of upsets last year that a normal person would be like, no way, I'm not picking that.
Yeah, I wonder why I did that. All right, let's get into football news. So the Gronk man has been practicing on the field. Apparently, he's 50-50 to go this weekend for Tom Brady. Tom Brady?
Brady needs him.
Yeah, Brady needs
him. So does Brandy.
Bad.
But I said it. I said he will look like an average quarterback with no targets. Peyton Manning would look great with no targets.
That's true.
This guy looks like average player.
Well, because Peyton Manning had no targets when he was in Indiana.
Yeah, he knows how to get guys to run the routes he needs.
Yeah.
Where Brady, as we saw, yells at his players.
He puts the ball in the
hole.
Yeah,
Brady looks kind of pissed.
They're rookies. Yeah. Talk to them. I've never seen Peyton Manning yell at a player unless it was like needed. I've never seen him yell at a young guy.
Well, it's funny
because Tom Brady was yelling at
everybody. Tom Brady doesn't even need to because his wife will for him.
Yeah, exactly. True. Wes Welker, what are you doing lately?
Do you want Giselle to talk to you again?
Yeah. What are you doing lately, Wes Welker, other than being on a great team? Catching touchdowns.
From the best quarterback in football.
Ever. Shit. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving down to Atlanta, the Falcons, as I kind of hinted towards, have lost 5 starters against the Rams, including...
My Steven Jackson.
Sean Weatherspoon, who is now on the injured reserve list. And
defensive
her running back, Steven Jackson. Who's only going to miss 1 week, though? Sunday, Domingo.
He's a brutal back.
I dropped him on one.
It's probably his own fault he got hurt because he's so bruising out there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
big motherfucker.
Man,
though.
5 starters down. That's gonna suck.
Five starters.
Yeah, thanks, Steven Booker. Jackson really hurt me this weekend.
Peyton is gonna be without Ryan Clady.
Left tackle
out for the season with a foot injury.
Most important position. Wasn't he out last week though too? It's kind of concluded now that it's the full season.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think we talked about it. I think he got hurt in the preseason.
I was drunk.
And we talked about
it. But now it's finalized.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's paper ripping. The blind side. Why don't we get Michael Orr over to Indianapolis now?
There we go.
Maybe they'll trade him for a first round pick next year. Like the Browns.
We'll get to that momentarily. But first.
It's a name that's
just This is still not getting old. Oh, so good.
I played this for Neil last week. I was like, you haven't heard this. And I found it, I skimmed through the episode and I played it for him. I thought he was going to die.
Was he cracking up?
He was laughing so hard.
This is her roommate, by the way.
Yes, my roommate, Neil.
That's hilarious. So anyways, Hernandez justice update. Police are investigating his uncle's house. Apparently, not only has Hernandez been in and out, but a lot of people that are now being connected
it's
with
family business,
the crimes of his... Of 3 of his 5 murders.
High-class gangster style.
Yeah, have a lot to do with that uncle's house.
Oh, snap.
Not a lot of news, but we just really want to play the
song.
Yeah,
we just want to tell you.
So here's the outro. Yeah.
It's a name of justice.
Mike, this is the funniest thing you've ever done.
This is by far your best work.
Yes. I will forgive all of your shitty jokes because of this song. Every single joke you've ever made.
I always redeem my shitty jokes with really good jokes, okay?
You totally redeem yourself.
I throw them all out there.
Now, you did a pretty good job with this one, though.
Do it like ever and drop that E.
It's the best singing I've done in a long time.
Yes, you sing very well, but I still like the auto-tune one.
I feel like your quartet could be like a soap commercial or something.
Do it like Evan. Wash your V with Suave.
Suave?
No.
Isn't that shampoo, first of all?
Yeah.
I think it does everything.
I was like, I would never
with
put
Dove.
Suave on my vajay.
With Dove.
No, there's a stuff specifically for that.
All right, more football news. The Bucks' Deshaun Goldson was suspended a day for his helmet. Oh, you got something for us?
I got what Evan wanted.
Oh.
Oh, Dick. Right.
Do it like ever and drop that E.
Oh, that's so good. All right, so Goldson was suspended for a day for the helmet-to-helmet contact that he had over the weekend. He appealed.
That was like his third helmet-to-helmet this year, too.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He had two Jets that he didn't get fined for.
Right. Well, he appealed that, and it was backed. Now, I love it. I want to know how much he's getting paid, because his suspension was downgraded to a $100,000 fine.
Oh, God. I know. Well, he's making bank. He left the Niners to go to Tampa for the money.
That's a downgrade.
Yeah.
$100,000 is a downgrade.
Yeah. It
oh,
is.
My
but
God.
He's lucky, because he made two helmet-to-helmet hits against the Jets, put one guy out with a concussion the first week of the season. Didn't get anything for that. Finally gets nailed for the Saints game. I'm like, that's 3 in 2 weeks. This guy is obviously headhunting. So.
And he kind of has a history, too.
Yeah.
So.
Which I loved it when he was with the Niners, but fuck you now that you're gone.
Yeah, dick.
Pay that money,
how
bitch.
How dare you.
100 G's.
Yeah, speaking of Bucks, though, we kind of hinted towards this. Revis, apparently unhappy with Coach Greg Schiano. Though, he tweeted and says that things are hunky-dory.
Well, he's just upset with the scheme of things.
Right, and
he's
not
man on man.
Yeah, and he's used to a coach that's super happy and friendly.
Yeah, because they could do a lot of zone defense rather than man to man defense.
Are we talking basketball here?
No, football.
Oh, okay.
It is football. He's
guarding the point guard.
No, Revis is a man on man cornerback.
Man on man on
man. Man on man on manning.
I like what you did there.
And
Bula Bula Bula.
Yeah, Revis Island hasn't been able to show its stuff, but he's been doing well anyways.
Did you say Revis Island?
That's what he calls it.
Really?
Yeah, because that receiver's on an island out there. Because he's never getting the ball.
That's fucking dumb.
Well, hey, Revis is a shutdown corner, so.
That's fucking dumb.
I like it. I like the name Revis Island.
Dumb. All right.
I'm indifferent.
Ocho Cinco.
God. Oh.
We see the number on your back, dude. Don't need to call yourself.
Yeah. Ocho Cinco, still better than Meta World Peace.
Now, seis nueve.
I like Meta World Peace.
Seis centa nueve.
Oh, man, me gusta seis nueve.
Seis centa nueve. 69.
That's tu número favorito.
That'd be great if a guard was like, you know what? I got to get my name out there. Seis centa nueve.
That'd be so good.
Yeah. People are like, I didn't know this guy existed other than to block things.
Though, if you're following the suit of Ocho Cinco, it'd be seis nueve.
Yeah, that's true.
Because otherwise you'd be Ochenta, I think.
That's true.
Yeah. Si.
Damn, check you guys out with your Spanish number.
Si, mucho, mucho, muy bien.
So fast.
Punto madre.
Yeah, si, si.
Pinche cabrón.
Me gusta huevos en mi boca.
Maricón.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look, he called you out, maricón.
Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah, that's why he said he called you out. Maricón is gay, and you just said you wanted balls in your mouth.
Whoops.
You're welcome, people at listening that don't speak Spanish.
The funny thing is, had you not said that, he had no idea what I said. He did not know that I said I want balls.
Well,
in my
you're
mouth.
Welcome,
perfect
Mike.
Timing.
Yeah. Yes,
that really was.
Throw it out there. Sometimes it works.
Anyways, Cleveland helping them get to the Super Bowl this year. They're going to start third string quarterback Brian Hoyer. Starter is out. Why are they skipping the second stringer?
That makes no sense.
Because it's like a blank name on the page. They're like, really, you suck, so we're making you third string. We don't have a second string, but you're so bad, we're calling you third string.
They really do have a second string.
That is just ridiculous. Who is their second?
It was called Trent Richardson, but
yeah,
we gotta call him now.
Get the eraser out.
Yeah.
But the big news in Cleveland, let's just get right to it. They have traded running back Trent Richardson to the Colts for a first round pick.
It's crazy.
Wow. They've traded their only good player.
Well, first off, you never hear about blockbuster trades in the NFL because it's kind of hard to match one player with another in the NFL.
Are there any beers that people will not be drinking?
Yes.
Okay. It's twist off. It's okay.
Oh, okay. It's hard to find great matchup trades in the NFL because there's so many different positions. So
teamwork.
So trading any great player to another team is kind of hard to do. But to trade a second-year running back who's very healthy and very proven.
Yeah.
He was one of the top picks last year.
For another first-round pick.
He had a little injury issue, right?
Yeah, he just hasn't been as great this year, but, I mean, you play with Cleveland, it's
but
up
it's
and down.
Yeah. Fucking week three, little premature, aren't
he'll
we?
He'll be great in Indianapolis.
Yeah, he's got Andrew Luck.
Which sucks for me, though, because I had Ahmad Bradshaw as my running back, one of my starting running backs, and now he's not going to be seeing the ball.
Well, pick up Trent Richardson. I'm sure he's a free agent.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nobody in free agency. I looked. I'm just like... There's no one good.
For running backs?
Yeah. No, any flex at all.
Oh, really?
Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing in our league.
Like, give me two quarterback options.
How many teams do we have?
Eight.
10.
Oh, 10?
Mm-hmm.
There
Shows
you go.
Shows you how much I know.
Speaking of quarterbacks. I wish we had video of this. Mike is interpretive dancing.
No,
he's doing the Hogan pose. Brother. Oh, you guys are glad / wish you could see this. So fans have been holding Tebow rallies in the Jacksonville Jaguars parking lot every Monday at 3:16.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Because Tebow 3:16 says I can't pass a ball,
but I can win games,
right,
motherfucker.
Oh, apparently the Jaguar fans are like, "Hey, we could use a little quarterback help, and it's not getting any worse. Let's give Tebow a shot.
Why not? I feel at this point he's won more games than the whole franchise of Jacksonville.
I think you're right.
As you know, they were good when they had Mark Brunell in the '90s.
Has he won more playoff games than the whole franchise?
I think they have. He has. I think the Jaguars have only won one playoff game. So has he. So I think
they're tied for playoff.
And he's only had one opportunity to play playoffs.
There you go. So,
I would like to see Tebow playing in the NFL this season.
Jacksonville, obviously.
On anything at this point.
Blaine Gabbert.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Blaine.
Yeah.
It's Blaine.
Because it rhymes with plane.
I have no follow up to that.
Exactly. Case closed. What are they going to... Come on, hire him. Because here's the thing.
Fly it into a tower?
Yeah. Ooh, too soon. Too soon. 12 years. Tebow was in Denver, and they finally reluctantly started him, and they won a bunch of games.
And they won a playoff game.
The Jets would not start him.
Never
or play
really
him.
Many games.
The Patriots
fumble.
Did the smart thing and released him. So,
he didn't look terrible in the preseason.
He threw a couple of touchdowns.
And they were nice, accurate throws.
Yeah, he pulled the Greg McElroy and had a couple preseason touchdowns. I'm saying I agree with the Jaguar fans.
Me too.
I will see you guys at 3:16 next Monday.
We said it last year before he was traded to New York. He should go to Jacksonville.
We've been saying it for a long time.
I mean, would TV stations need to be apologizing if he was there?
No, they wouldn't.
Good leading.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of TV stations apologizing, there's an Orlando TV station. It's a CBS affiliate that actually apologized for airing the Jaguars game. The way their contract works is they have to air all road Jaguars games,
mm-hmm.
no matter how bad they suck.
Yeah.
And a lot
no
of fans
blackouts in Orlando.
Yeah, a lot of fans complain, and so they actually put up a scrolling ticker at the bottom that says, you know, we're contractually obligated to play the games. Now, at the very end of the ticker said, we apologize for any inconvenience,
yeah.
which is great.
That's so amazing.
What inconvenience did you cause? Well, we had to watch the Jaguars. That's a fucking inconvenience.
Big inconvenience.
I'm an atheist, and I want to see Tim Tebow and Jacksonville. So
I want to see him somewhere.
Yeah.
Because we're going to run out of stories pretty soon.
Yeah, we need this song to
continue.
I want to
bring Tebowing back.
Bring Tebowing
back. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want him to be back.
Does Tebowing not know that that's
I know. It's, he's religious. He's not real bright.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
All right. We'll move on, even though I do love Tim Tebow. The Seahawks' Richard Sherman is a... he's a vagina. Apparently, after their win on the 49ers last weekend...
We shall not speak.
Their win against the Niners?
What? Yeah,
sorry,
interpretive
just,
screaming there.
I just wanted to speak up so the listeners could hear what you said.
No need.
No, downtown Black and Brown don't need to hear anything.
Yeah, come on. Come on, black people. They don't need to
Why
hear
Why aren't
this.
They? I'm surprised they didn't call and leave a message for us.
Why?
Because one of them's a Seattle fan.
Oh, that's right.
He was going nuts on Twitter
all
weekend.
They did twat us, yeah.
Someone twatted us?
So after the game, apparently Sherman, who is a vagina, went up to... Harbaugh, who was his college coach.
At Stanford. Andrew Luck.
And said something like, good game to him.
He came up and smacked his ass at good game.
He kept his balls.
And then he turned around and ran before Jim Harbaugh can go, oh, hey, what's going on?
Was that you?
Yeah, I think a Dodgers score's coming in.
That was really loud. I thought that was next to me.
Oh, shit, I'm not going to say what's happening in Dodgers game.
Is that bad?
No, it's not that bad. But it's not a winning score. So.
What? We killed them
yesterday.
They're
down 4-2 right now.
We killed them yesterday. What's the poops?
It's okay. They're going to make the playoffs in Diamondbacks, aren't
they?
That's
true. Yeah. We only need to win two more games.
I watched the clip. Sherman came up, smacked Jim Harbaugh in the ass, said, hey, great game, and then ran before Jim Harbaugh can turn around and say, oh, hey.
She saw it happen.
Yeah. And Jim Harbaugh turned and said, oh, hey. But he had ran away at that point. Run away.
What if he had to go pee?
So Sherman thought he was like shucking him off, but Harbaugh was just trying to go to the tunnel. Sherman came up, smacked his ass. He turned to acknowledge him, but Sherman was like
stupid,
running away at that point.
Stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So this is ridiculous.
Trying to get north from the south.
You know, I'm gonna switch these next two stories up just so we have enough music time.
It was Sandusky, and I know it.
Exploded.
When you walk on by, just make sure you pull up your fly.
Well, that's exploded all over your mouth.
You better check for Sandusky, yeah. Screw the urinal. Go to the star.
Before I get to the story, I was attempting to drink a beer.
Take a picture of that for the
and dance, and I turned it upside down, and it just everywhere.
That's what she said.
I went up. Anyways, Sandusky is bidding for a new trial.
What, does he want to do more jail time?
Apparently.
I mean, that's all they're going to find, right? They're going to find more people that he raped.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yes, his defense was shitty, but it's not getting any better.
Overwhelming evidence of a cover-up and a guy literally seeing you fuck a boy in the ass.
Done.
You're guilty.
Guilty. All right. So the NFL is trying to put a stop. They're trying to curtail cussing. Refs are calling flags for cussing. This is fucking ridiculous. Emphasis on the fucking.
So NFL's no foul language now?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
This is so fucking retarded.
The Goodell years are sucking, man.
I hate Goodell like I hate... David Stern.
You know, I think the Browns traded Trent Richardson because of the no leading with the helmet rule. Trent Richardson can't do that anymore, and that was his most effective tool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Maybe he needs to go to a dome so he's faster.
You know what needs to happen?
What needs to happen? Goodell needs to die.
There it is. Right. You took the
We're putting it out there, people.
You took the words right out of my ass.
This is a parody show. But go kill him. Parody show.
we're not for killing, but we are for...
Mike, will you send this to me? I want this to be your ringtone.
We're just saying, we're not for killing, but if you don't like Adele, then
it's
you know.
Don't call him Birdman.
Hernandez Justice was the case that they gave me. If only I had this when I was a backyard wrestler. Instead of murder was the case.
If only this was a thing.
God damn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't even really... existent.
No, not really. So cussing is kind of a big thing of competition of any sort. Like, you know, when Mike and I are playing basketball, I cuss at you a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you pretend to score, but you never do score on me, I'm like, shit, he almost scored on me.
That's cursing for you?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're probably split games. Yeah. Close to 50-50.
It is close to 50-50.
A lot of cussing, though. Like, oh, you fucker, you made that basket.
I usually curse at the TV, if anything, because I don't play sports. I just watch them.
You love basketball?
I don't.
Say yeah.
I love basketball. You love basketball. Say yeah.
No. No.
And speaking of that, I wanted to bring this up because I heard this on Sports Talk besides ourselves, which I know is sacrilege, the other day.
Well, apparently, if it's Fox Sports 1, I'm okay because they get Chris Thompson.
What the fuck?
Or NFL Network, they got some hotties on there. But not ESPN.
What just happened? Thank you. They were talking about how the NFL should take beer out of their stadiums.
So stupid.
Blasphemy!
Right!
What the fuck?
Must have been ESPN.
Here's some of their
arguments. This fucking pisses me off.
Here's some of the arguments, and yes, it was ESPN. Don't listen to them ever again. The average NFL fan that goes to NFL games has less than a high school education.
How do they have money, then?
I don't know. Pew, pew, pew. Well,
Hernandez just is outside the stadium.
You know, they are...
It's Hernandez just Hernandez. I give all my tickets.
Yeah. I'm sure that San Francisco and San Diego do not factor into that monetary calculation. No. Just the rest of the country.
Yeah, exactly. Jacksonville, they're giving away to
them. Right.
So maybe
right.
See, Jacksonville is like kind of expanding because all of them are undereducated there.
Right. Oh, my God.
Jacksonville? Yeah. Nobody knew where Jacksonville was until the Jaguars came along.
Oh, God.
They're like, that's Florida?
And the Raiders?
Wait, it's in Florida?
Yeah. See? See? That was good.
What did you think it was?
Had to play along there. She knew. She was just playing along.
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't? Sounds like it's from like South Carolina, right?
No.
Jacksonville, South Carolina.
No, I really did know. I'm just fucking around, but
sure.
Wink, wink.
Hey, everybody, don't do it like Eva.
Do it like Eva and drop that E.
You see what happens. Beer in the stadium is kind of like, why else would you go to a game if there's no beer?
That's money. Seriously. Money talks. They're not going to fucking take
they
it.
They never will. There's too much money involved.
Yeah, on TV.
Whoever made this argument is a fucking idiot. They should be fired.
ESPN.
You fucking ESPN.
Fuck them to hell.
Seriously? Fuck you, Callan Cowherd.
Are you sweaty over there?
No, I just like to switch it.
I see you switching a lot.
I'm sweating more here than here. So.
Okay. Anyways.
More in the belly button.
Yeah.
No, that's the stupidest argument I've ever heard.
Heard. No, seriously. No beer? What, are you going to take it out of baseball games, too?
Seriously, football season is the time I look forward to having beer for breakfast.
Yeah.
That was a great picture, by the way.
Yes. All I do is drink beer. Oh, it's 10 a.m. Time for beer. Hello.
No beer, then a mimosa. But you got to have alcohol, right?
I love football season because it gives me excuse to drink at 10 in the morning because I do it anyways. But, like, you know.
You don't feel as guilty.
Right.
No. You don't feel guilty anyways, but you don't want to be like that guy that everybody goes, he's a fucking alcoholic.
Well, the great thing is like when college football comes
at least he doesn't quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Saturday comes around and whether it's college football season or not, I'm cracking beers open. So when college football season is around.
The only way to watch college football.
Well, I don't watch it, but I don't tell people that because then it's like, oh, it's Saturday morning, 10 a.m. College football's on.
Yeah, USC game. They're like, that's at night. You're like, gotta get ready.
Did I say USC?
Pre-game.
Did I say USC? I meant Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
And the Brimmer.
They're like, they're not.
And the Brimmer.
They're at 5. I meant go Hurricanes.
Go Manziel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Football.
It's 11. Let's go Manziel.
Yeah.
I don't. His name's pronounced differently every time. So I'm going to pronounce
it
every
is.
Time. Manziel. Manziel.
Doesn't
Manziel.
Matter what his name is.
That's when you're supposed to hit his music and end this show.
I don't have it on cue.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
If you smell with the rock.
Raising the
cooking.
One eyebrow. Since I need assistance raising it that high. There we go.
Is that how the show is ending?
Well, Mike is going to continue to sing unless you can YouTube faster.
Well,
just my... saying.
Okay, fine.
But I'm so glad that the NFL is like so all about money that that will never happen.
No, beer makes up too much.
That's how the stadiums make their money. They're going to have to tell the stadium owner, you can't sell beer anymore. He's going to be like, fuck you. I have a license. I'm going to sell some fucking beer.
I know, especially because they sell it for, what, like $10
Yeah, it's the only
a
way
bottle?
To get fans in Jacksonville.
They get it for like three?
They give them two tickets, say, you got to buy two beers.
A bottle of Bud Light costs about 37 cents, and they sell it for like $17.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Especially Dodger Stadium. Fucking rip off.
Oh,
they give you cheap seats, to be honest, but then they rape you on the beer.
But no, I haven't gone. Since I went with Greg.
Is it the last time you were there was with me?
And they don't let you drink in the parking lot.
Actually, no. I went one other time. No, two other times, unfortunately.
But then your boyfriend almost got beat to death. We know that was you and your boyfriend.
No, my boyfriend actually, well, my ex-boyfriend now, but he wore Dodger gear.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Smart.
He likes the poop.
But he was huge, so he could pummel anybody. So that was completely fine. I went full bright orange and black.
And black, okay. I'm orange and black tonight.
It was really...
Yeah, you are!
It was really, really embarrassing to go with her to the one Dodger game we went to, because she was wearing her Giants.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, if it was a Niners outfit, that's okay.
Why would I wear that to a Dodger game?
I can't believe you're not a Niners fan.
It's embarrassing.
From the Bay Area.
Yeah. All right, let's end the show. Shall we?
Let's do it.
If you're small... You gonna finish that?
What
no,
the rock is
that.
Cooking.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
This is the old one.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, there's no awkward drumming in the middle. I like the old one way better.
Really? You don't like the...
Well, I like the I like the newer music, but not the drums in between. If you smell... What the rock... Double bass is cooking.
It's like, what's that show called? Stomp. It's, yeah. it's like Stomp remixed the Rock's entrance music.
It's like the Blue Man Group busted in yeah. between each word.
I love the Blue Man Group.
Okay,
I just
good.
Blew myself.
Yeah. Michael. All right, so that's our show. It went way longer than you wanted us to, but you like it long and you like it hard, so you're welcome, everybody.
Mm-hmm. This was hard to get through, but you made it.
You're welcome.
And you get a shirt as long as you... get us at the charity strip.
The first person to correctly guess Mike's dick size gets a free t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I get
hey,
to decide.
Hey, Sergio, that's for you.
7 inches. Wrong.
You're so modest.
Oh, God, it's 8. On that note, you can get us at thecherrystrike.com as I hit my microphone. I'm pulling Eva. You can Facebook us, facebook.com.
She's really gripping that thing.
Yeah,
she's like,
hey.
This is my strip.
Facebook.com/CherryStrike. You can talk with us on the twat box. And no, I'm not going to play at the
we got the rock going.
Cherry Strick. I don't want to cut this off. Yeah. At the Cherry Strick, no E at the end of that thing.
Do it like me and drop that E.
All rise, everybody. 805-419-3679 is the number to call. Is that everything? I think that's everything, right?
I think so.
You know, hit up Magic B and ask to see her wet V or something.
Oh, yeah. Wrong show, but I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
See? I agree.
Oh, right? We all rhyme.
Ah, we're so cute.
Oh.
I still have wet beer on me. That was awkward. It made me feel like a beginner.
Noob.
I remember my first beer. All right, everybody.
Goodbye.
The Rock says, good night, everybody.